David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. That means that you praise him on the valley. You praise him on the mountain. You praise him when you're feeling good. You praise him when you're feeling bad. You praise him when everything goes your way. You praise him when nothing seems to work. I've come to tell you that if you will learn to bless the Lord at all times, there will be something, there will be a peace of God that will grab hold of your spirit. Right now in this room, I want you to lift your hands, because I feel some people in this room, I feel worry, I feel fear, I feel stress. Come on, that's it. And if you could take your mind off of the fear, if you could take your mind off of the stress, the anxiety, and just say, you know what, I choose to bless the Lord right now. Come on. I choose to bless the Lord right now. Come on. Something happens when you bless him. Something happens when you praise him. Something happens when you make the choice. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah, mama. Come on, that's it. Book of 2 Samuel, chapter 12. It says, And Nathan departed unto his house. In the 15th verse, it says, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. And David therefore besought God for the child. And God fasted, and David fasted, and went in and lay all night upon the earth. And the elders of his house arose and went to him to raise him up from the earth. But he would not, neither did he eat bread with them. It came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. The servants of David feared to tell him the child was dead. They said, behold, while the child was yet alive, he spake unto him. And he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead? But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servants, is the child dead? And they said, he is dead. Then David arose from the earth and washed and anointed himself, changed his apparel, and came into the house of the Lord and worshiped. Then he came to his own house. And when he required, they set bread before him, and he did eat. Then said his servants unto him, what thing is this that thou hast done? Thou didst fast and weep for the child while it was yet alive. But when the child was dead, thou didst arise and eat. And he said, while the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept. I said, who can tell whether God will be gracious to me, that the child may live? But now he is dead, wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, and he shall not return to me. And David comforted Bathsheba, his wife, and went in unto her, and lay with her, and she bare a son, and he called his name Solomon, and the Lord loved him. Lift your hands. I hear the word of the Lord saying, it is time to get up. It is time to get up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Father, I'm asking God that you would minister in this house. Lord, you know the needs. Lord, you know the things that are going on with every family, with every person that is in this building. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking, Lord, that your perfect will would be done. I'm asking, Lord, that you would heal hearts, that you would deliver souls, fill people with the Holy Ghost, wash away sins, change the course of many lives in this house today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking, Lord, that fear would no longer have hold of the hearts of people. Let them walk perfectly in love. Father, we worship you this day in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. David said, he said, what thing is this that you've done? The servants of David are standing and they are watching before their eyes. Life playing out in a way that was completely opposite of what they had expected. The Bible lets us know that God is a God that reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He shows mercy to whom he shows mercy to. He shows grace to whom he shows grace to. One thing about the favor of God is that the favor of God is not always, it's not always fair. But I've come to tell you that when you walk with God, walking and living with him does not exempt you from things that come with this life. It is one thing when a person does good and knows to do what's right and chooses to do it. The Bible says that when we know to do good and we do it not, to him it is sin. Here you've got King David, this man, this mighty ruler, this mighty warrior, the one that the Bible declares is a man after God's own heart. He's a psalmist. He's a prophet. He's a musician. He is a warrior. He is a king. However, he is one that God found, or he is one that found favor in the eyes of God. This man has come up through the ranks, and this man has been used to, on so many points, to bringing down giants, to bringing the presence of God back into the land of Israel. And as you would have it, you see that later on, David, during the time that he should have been fighting, he was at a place resting. He was in a place that was comfortable for him. And there are many people in this room that know that when you're going through seasons, when you're fighting, when you're warring, sometimes there is that desire to kind of pull away from the battle and find a place of comfort. Can I tell everybody in this room that sometimes that it is better to be on the battlefield with the Lord than to be in a place of comfort without the Lord? The Bible lets us know that King David found himself in a comfortable place. And while everyone else was out there fighting, and while he should have been out there leading in battle, David is sitting in the house, and all of a sudden, he looks out from his courts, and he observes this woman by the name of Bathsheba. He is very familiar with her. He's very familiar with her. He is very familiar with her husband. Her husband is one that is actually where David should be at that time. Many of us in this room, we sit back and we look at life. We sit back and we think about how you got into this place, or how I got into that place, or how I got into this situation, or how I got into that situation. David is sitting back, and he begins to look as he observes, and he ends up gravitating and desiring the very thing that his eyes saw. Can I tell you, church, that everything that stands before us is not always for us? And just because you have the power to get it does not mean that God has given you the authority to receive it. You have to understand, praise the Lord, that David was one that found himself in a series of trouble, series of trial. And some of us in this room know that there have been times when you have gotten it right, and there have been times when you have gotten it wrong. There have been times when you have obeyed the voice of God, and there were times where you have missed the direction of God. I've seen it where mothers become frustrated because of the decision that they made when they were younger. I've come to tell you that some of the choices that you make now will not only impact you later, but it can also impact those that come up under you later on. So what do you mean? What doesn't kill you now may kill your offspring later on. David, praise the Lord, is this man that is standing there, and he's observing this woman, and he desires this woman. So then he summons his men to go and get this woman and bring her to his house. And it was then that David had this man's wife. And later on, it comes to find out that the woman says, "I'm pregnant." David is made aware that he is the baby's daddy. And as he is sitting back trying to figure out how he is going to get himself out of the situation, he went from worse to, one person say, the worser. He ended up making, instead of trying to go to God for direction, he tried to cover his sin. Can I tell somebody in this room, praise the Lord, that it is better to give your situation over to the Lord than to take that situation and try to cover it yourself. Destruction comes when we cover our faults. Destruction comes when we cover our sins. Things happen to our families when we refuse to acknowledge the things that are going on. David gave birth to a bigger problem because he did not give his problem unto the Lord. David was anointed to bring down giants. David was anointed to kill bears and kill lions. David killed 10,000 when Saul only killed his 1,000. David was anointed to get away from Saul. But can I tell you that no one is anointed to take care of their own sin problem? You have to understand, praise God, that David found himself in a position where now what's going on is David has made things worse for his life. David says, well, what I will do is I will go and I will have this man killed. Can I tell you that just because you have the power to do something does not mean that God gave you the authority to act on it. Amen. You have to understand, praise the Lord, that when you have authority that's been given to you, your authority has been given to you by God. And when God gives you the authority, he has given you that authority for a purpose. His purpose is what governs the authority that is on your life. He is the governor of what he has given you. And what happened was David made a perverted decision. And instead of taking what he had done to the Lord and getting right with God, he begins to pervert things using the things that God gave him. He begins to use it and he perverts it even more. The Bible declares that David turns around and he has this woman's husband killed. Can I tell you, church, that it was unfortunate because David at first tried to bring the man back from war. And as he brought the man back from war, he was trying to get the man to lay with his wife. But the man decided that it was better to be on the battlefield with the Lord than it was to be in the comfort zone of his own house. Can I tell you, church, that the enemy is not attacking you, praise the Lord, as much as when you're walking with the Lord as you are when you're trying to find that place of comfort outside of the Lord. You have to understand that the Bible declares in the book of John, he said that I will give you the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And I come to tell every person in this room that we run into trouble when we try to find comfort outside of the Holy Ghost. What do you mean? You got to understand that there are people in this world right now, praise the Lord, whose homes are destroyed. There are people whose houses are destroyed. There are children whose lives are messed up right now. And some of it is due to the fact that people are trying to find comfort outside of the will of God. Can I tell you, praise the Lord, it's a trap, praise the Lord, when you would rather stay at home than be at church. It is a trap, praise the Lord, when you would rather disobey the word of God and find something that pleases you. Praise the Lord, it is a trap when you say, well, that my pain and my problem or my pain and what I'm going through is more important than what God has for me to go to. It is a trap, praise the Lord, when you decide
that you're going to reject the counsel of God for the sake of receiving the counsel of self. It's a trap, praise the Lord, when you decide that you're going to leave God so that you can enjoy the pleasures of this life. It is a trap, praise the Lord, when you decide that you're going to put your career and put your job above the direction of God for your life. It's a trap, praise the Lord, when you would rather be in work on your job than to be at home with your children and your wife. It is a trap, praise the Lord, when you would rather find comfort by talking to people that don't have a relationship with God versus talking to people that have a connection to God. It is a trap, praise the Lord, when you decide that you would rather heed to your own understanding instead of receiving the direction from somebody that has spiritual authority in your life. You have to understand, praise the Lord, that David was trying to find that place of comfort. David was trying to find that place where he could relax. David was trying to find that place that would accommodate his flesh. Can I tell you, church, that what happens is David turns around and David has this man killed. Can I tell you, church, that when we refuse to do what God has told us to do, innocent people get killed. Do you understand that when we refuse to obey the direction of God, there are innocent people and innocent things in our life begin to fall apart. The very thing that God desired to use becomes the very thing that you can turn around and destroy. The very thing that God used on your side could be the very thing that you can try to kill. Can I tell some people in this room right now, there's some people in this room right now that are facing all kind of things. You're like, Lord, how in the world did I get myself into this mess? Can I tell you, I may not know in details how you got into the situation, but I can tell you how you can get out of your situation. Your situation, praise the Lord, is not permanent. Your situation, praise the Lord, is only temporary. However, if you decide that you're going to reject the direction of God, you're only going to lengthen the tenure of your situation. What do you mean, Brother Hurt? You got to understand that David turns around and he has this man killed. Everybody say killed. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it is better for us to kill the flesh. When we refuse to kill the flesh, we kill everybody else. When we refuse to kill the flesh, we kill other people's perception. When we refuse to kill the flesh, we destroy relationship. When we refuse to kill the flesh, we destroy people. You have to understand that flesh being activated in your life destroys relationships in other people's lives. What do you mean, Brother Hurt? You got to understand, praise the Lord, that David took a father out of the picture. David took a husband out of the picture. David took a warrior out of the picture. David took a man of God out of the picture. Can I tell somebody in this room that God said, I know what you have been dealing with, and I know, praise the Lord, the frustration that you've been enduring, and I know the guilt and the condemnation that you're dealing with right now. Some of us in this room, praise the Lord, you're living a life of regret, praise the Lord, because of things that you have done. Can I tell you, praise the Lord, trying to get out of it yourself is only going to make you more and more frustrated. Trying to get out of it yourself is going to make you more and more regretful. You're going to make things worse for yourself and worse for everybody else. If you want to get out of your situation, you got to turn your past over to God, and you got to turn your future over to God, and you got to trust God right now. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm preaching to in this house tonight, today. Praise the Lord. But David, praise God, was destroying relationship.
Can I tell you, church, that every time we desire to yield to our flesh, praise the Lord, it always hinders a relationship. There's always a relationship that is impacted, praise the Lord, when we refuse to adhere, praise God, to the direction of the voice of God. When we heed to our flesh, there is always a cost and a price that is paid. The Bible lets us know that all of a sudden David turns around, and after some time, the scripture declares that David turns around and David receives a word from the prophet. Everybody say the prophet. Amen. You got to understand, praise the Lord, that nothing is hidden from the Lord. There's nothing that's going on in your life that God is not aware of. The Bible declares that whatever is done in darkness will come to the light. Can I tell everybody in this room, praise the Lord, that David had an issue, praise God. And can I tell you that even though David had an issue, that did not alter the way that God felt about David. Can I tell you, church, that some people walk away from God because they think that their issue, praise the Lord, has altered God's perception about you. Can I tell you that God was very much aware about your issue long before he fell in love with you? You have to understand, praise God. You have to understand, praise the Lord, that God is concerned about your spiritual condition. He is concerned about your spiritual state. Can I tell some people in this room right now, praise the Lord, maybe you have found yourself in a position that you thought you would never, ever end up in. Maybe God has brought some things to your attention that you thought you would never hear God speak to you about. Maybe you have done some things that you thought you never would have done. Can I tell you, my friend, that is not the time to turn away from God, but that is a time to turn to God. What do you mean, Lord? I made a mess of myself. I want to change. I want to be free. I want to be different. Lord, save me. Lord, deliver me. David said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Can I tell you, church, that all of a sudden the Bible declares that David turns around and David ends up, you know, he ends up receiving a word from the prophet Nathan. If I could get some volume on these floor monitors. David received a word from prophet Nathan the prophet. And Nathan comes to him, and Nathan begins to give him a parable. And he begins to speak to David concerning, praise the Lord, a man that had something, and somebody else came basically and took what he had for himself. When he had even way, when he took what he had, praise the Lord, for himself, praise the Lord, while he was already dwelling in a place of plenty. And David turned around, and prophet Nathan said, what should be done? And David said, this man should be killed. This man should be destroyed. He cast strong judgment against that man. And David turned around, praise the Lord. And Nathan said to David, he said, David, he said, you are that man. Can I tell you, church, that there are going to come a time when you come to the house of God and you're receiving a preached word from God, and God says that you are that man. You are that woman. I've dealt with people, praise the Lord, over time. I was dealing with somebody the other day, and I was telling that person that you are that one. Praise the Lord, you're the one, praise God. And I've come to tell you that many of us want to be the one that God says, you're the next one that's going to be blessed, or you're the next one that's going to be prosperous, or you're the next one that's going to be elevated. But what happens, church, when God says that you are the one, praise the Lord, that God is talking to that needs a change in your life? You are the one that has the sin issue in your life. You are the one that's holding bitterness and holding anger in your life. You are the one that is divisive. You have to understand, praise the Lord, many of us that like to go around and like to live life as if we are going undetected. Many of us desire to walk around under the radar. Can I tell you, church, that even though no man was aware totally of what David was doing, God was aware of what he was doing. And it is impossible to have a connection with the word of God and the direction of God, praise the Lord, and God not speak to you where you're at. Can I tell you, church, that David could have turned around and David could have said, no, I'm not the one. But there was something about David that was different about Saul. When Saul heard from the prophet and the prophet said unto Saul, Saul, didn't the Lord tell you to kill all the Amalekites? Didn't God tell you to kill everything that was in the land? And then Saul turned around and said that I did. And then Saul went into a place of denial. The Lord turned around and rejected Saul that day. But David, when he heard the word of God, David said, Lord, take not thine Holy Spirit from me. You want to be accepted of God, you've got to accept when God speaks to you about your situation. You want to be accepted of God, you need to own up to your failure. You need to own up to your sin. When you receive the, when God comes and you want to be accepted of God, praise the Lord, you have to own up, praise the Lord, to the things that you have done in your life. You cannot blame your mother. You cannot blame your father. You cannot blame your husband. You cannot blame your wife. You cannot blame your children. You have to own up to what you have done. And when you own up to what you've done, then the Lord will purchase you for what he has done. You have to understand the Bible declares that David said, Lord, take not thine Holy Spirit from me. You got to understand that David was not concerned about his pride. David was not concerned about his ego. David was not concerned about the reputation that he had with men like Saul was concerned. But David was concerned about his relationship with God. You got to understand, church, you got to esteem your relationship above yourself. You mean, Brother Hurt, can I tell somebody in this room that God is going to restore some people in this house? God is going to deliver some people in this house. God is going to heal some people in this house. God's going to break some chains off some people in this house. God's going to turn your darkness into light. God's going to turn your mourning into dancing. God's going to give somebody a second chance. God's going to give somebody a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, ninth, 10th chance. God's getting ready to move in this house. What do you mean, Brother Hurt? You gotta understand that David turns around. Praise God. And David hears the word of the Lord. And when David heard the word of the Lord from the prophet Nathan, Nathan did not come and put him on blast. I know that there are some people that believe that David, when Nathan came, that Nathan came and he prophesied to him in the midst of everybody. I don't believe that Nathan put David's business out there in the midst of everybody. That's why Nathan said that what you have done in private, the Lord, he's going to do this thing openly. Can I tell you, church, that sometimes when God begins to do things in your life, praise the Lord, he doesn't always come to you and confront you openly. But the situation that occurs in your life or the pain, praise the Lord, that will testify openly. Can I tell you, church, the Bible declares that whatever man does in darkness is going to come to the light. Can I tell you that God's purpose is not to bring the secret sins in your life to the light for everybody to see. You got to understand that when he is speaking about let it come to the light, praise the Lord, he is speaking about he is the light. You got to understand that whatever is done in darkness is going to come to the light. Can I tell you that it is better for you to confess your sin before God lets your sin be made known before man. You got to understand that when your sin is made known before man, praise the Lord, then man makes it challenging for you to confess your fault before God. Is there somebody in this room that will humble themselves before God? Is there somebody in this room that will come to God and say, Lord, I have a condition. Lord, I have a sickness. Lord, I have an issue. Lord, I have a situation that's in my life. What do you mean? You may have a bitterness issue. You may have a problem with sowing discord. You may have a problem with anger. Maybe the situation that's going on in your life currently is connected to a situation that passed in your life maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago. Can I tell you, church, that God said, if you want to be changed, if you want to be delivered, you got to come before the face of God. You got to come before the call for the face of God and say, Lord, I need you. David turns around, praise the Lord, and the Bible said that Bathsheba had a child. And when Bathsheba had this child, the Bible said that David turns around and God turns around and God smites the child. Can I tell you, church, it is one thing when you know that what you're dealing with is something that's coming from the devil. But it's a whole other thing when you figure out that what you're dealing with is something that you have birthed yourself. It is one thing when you have given, when you are under attack by the enemy, but it's a whole other thing when your children are under attack because you gave heed to the flesh or you gave over to the desires of the enemy. There's some people in this world, in this room right now, that maybe you have lost a child, maybe you've lost a family member, praise the Lord, and you say, well, Brother Hurt, some of the situations that went on with him is directly connected to some mistakes that I made. Can I tell you, mother, can I tell you, father, that you cannot go through life living and bearing the pain and bearing the yoke of a bad decision that you made. You cannot go through life owning up and taking responsibility for the death of somebody else. You've got to understand sooner or later you've got to come to a place where you say, Lord, I need you, God, to deliver me. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for free me. You got to understand, praise the Lord, that when God came to David, the Lord did not take his spirit away from David, but God got a hold of David. God said, I don't want to take nothing from you. I want to get a hold of you. He said, I don't want to cast you to the side. I want to bring you into my side. I don't want you to walk away from me. If you draw nigh unto me, I'll draw nigh unto you. Is there somebody in this room? You say, well, preacher, I made a mess of myself. Preacher, my life is upside down. Preacher, the relationships in my life, they're falling apart. Can I tell you that God can put it back together again? God can heal you again. God can deliver you again. God can restore you again. He's going to restore you today. He's going to heal you today. He's going to deliver you today. He's going to free you today. You walked in this place bound, but you're walking out of here unshackled. You walked into this place in pain, but you're walking out of here free. David turns around, praise the Lord, and now David has this child, David has this wife, but everybody does not know what really went down. You gotta understand, praise the Lord, that sometime God will let you go through things and people that are around you may not necessarily know why you're going through the situation that you're going through. You know what I'm talking about, praise the Lord. You ever been through something and you know what the reason why it's happening, but everybody around you may not be aware of why it's happening. They sit back and they say it's the devil. They sit back and they say it's the enemy, but then you know deep down inside that there was a problem on the inside of you. I've come to tell somebody in this room today that God is saying that it is time, praise the Lord, for you to come before the Lord and say, Lord, I need you. The grab hold of my spirit. I need you to grab hold of my heart. David turns around, and now his child is on the verge of dying. You gotta understand that when the child came into the world, it was a joy. You gotta understand that this was a young boy. A young boy deals with fruit. A young boy deals with an inheritance. A young boy is an investment. You gotta understand that things flourish when you have a young boy. David turns around and he has this young boy. He has a promise from the Lord that God was going to use him. He's got a promise from the Lord that his throne will be established through him. But now it looks like the bad decision that David has made has now killed the promise. Can I tell you, church, that God said, my promise is greater than your mistake. My promise is greater than your failure. My promise is greater than your past. You got to understand that David, praise the Lord, wanted. Praise the Lord, David wanted, praise the Lord, the devil wanted to destroy that bloodline. The devil wanted to make sure that nothing came, praise the Lord, upon that throne. But God had a plan. And can I tell you, church, he don't have a backup plan. I've come to tell you his plan works the first time. You're not a backup plan. What God did, he is sovereign, and he will never let his plan be in subjection to the plan of man. I've come to tell somebody in this house that God turns around and he tells David, he begins to smite the child, and the Bible says that as a child lays there dying, the child is laying there dying, the men begin to look around, and the men that were around David begin to look around, because David was praying, David was fasting, David was getting a hold of God. He was believing that his praying and believing that his fasting was going to alter things and God would show him grace. I've come to tell you, church, that some of you right now are fasting and praying for God to do something. Now, God just said some of you have fasted and have prayed, and what you prayed for, what you fasted for did not come to pass. You got to understand sometimes when David should have been praying and should have been fasting, he should have been fasting and praying before he slept with that woman. He should have been fasting and praying before he had that young man killed. He should have been fasting and praying before he gave over to the lust of his own flesh. Do you understand, church? Sometimes you can do all the right spiritual things and it not yield the results you're looking for. But can I tell you that David did not walk away from God? David did not say it's over with. David did not say I'm through. David did not say I'm finished, but David, he gathered himself up, he washed his face, and he went into the house, and he began to worship the Lord. I've come to tell you, church, it's time to give God glory. It's time to worship God. I heard David say after that, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. David blessed the Lord when he killed the bear. David blessed the Lord when he killed the lion. I know you can bless the Lord when you're crowned king. I know you can bless the Lord after you've killed the giant. I know you can bless the Lord when they're singing your praises. I know you can bless the Lord when you're prospering. I know you can bless the Lord when everything's going the way you want it to go. But can you bless God after you've come out of a bad mistake? Can you bless the Lord after you've lost some things? Can you bless the Lord after the failure? I'm not mocking God. I'm blessing him because the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Is there somebody in this house that will glorify him? Is there somebody in this house that will magnify him? Is there somebody in this house?
Come on, somebody. David, your child has died. I'm going to praise him. David, what's wrong with you? The Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to praise him for what he has done. Somebody needs to praise him. What do you mean? He could have took his spirit from me, but he kept me. He could have took his presence from me, but he kept me. He could have destroyed my soul, but he delivered me. God said, what you do with your mouth will determine what I'm getting ready to do with my mouth. Can I tell you, church, it was after David worshiped God that God released another child. The Bible said, you got to learn how to worship God. You got to learn how to bless the Lord at all times. You got to understand that it was at the point of death that God gave the promise to the man. Can I tell you that after his worst mistake, God gave him the greatest promise? Can I tell you, church, it's not over with yet? Can I tell somebody in this house, it's not over with yet? You ain't got to walk away from God, but you can run to an altar. You can get your sin atoned for. You can get delivered. You can get the Holy Ghost. You can get free. Come on, whose mother in this room? Which mother in this room? The devil's trying to tell you that the enemy is going to destroy your child and there's no hope for them. Can I tell you, whether they're in prison, whether they're in jail, or whether they're going through the court system right now, the Lord said, my hand is still upon him. My hand is still upon her. I need somebody to rejoice. Rejoice! Come on. Come on, David. Learn how to bless him. Church, you got to learn how to bless him. You got to learn how to grab somebody. And matter of fact, grab somebody next to you and say, neighbor, it's time to bless the Lord. It's time to worship the Lord. Come on, grab somebody right now and say, I know you're going through, but you're still here. I know you made some mistakes, but you're still alive. Come on, we're going to bless him. I know you buried somebody, but we're going to bless the Lord. I know you've gone through some things. What do you mean? I'm going to bless him at all times. I'm going to bless him when I'm broke. I'm going to bless him when I'm poor. I'm going to bless him when I'm rich. I'm going to bless him when I'm in foreclosure. Come on, somebody. I'm not telling nobody in this room to bless him for the abundance of things. I want you to bless him in spite of what you're at. In spite of where you come through. I made up in my mind that I'm going to lift him up. I'm going to bless his name. I'm going to worship him. He's worthy. Somebody worship him. Somebody praise him. Somebody exalt him. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Come on. Sometimes David said, you got to praise him on the instruments. You got to praise him on the dance. You got to praise him on the cymbals. Somebody's got to take everything they've got and say, it's time to bless the Lord. Come on, musicians. Sometimes, church, you got to look past your past and look at Calvary. He said, from the foundation of the world, I slay the Lamb. Lift your hands. I'm going to bless you. Come on. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him. Lord, I thank you. Come on. You got to wash your face. Come on. David changed his behavior before Abimelech, but he changed his countenance before God after the Lord took something that belonged to him. Come on. Come on. Come on. Your flesh might have drove it away, but your worship can bring it back. Come on. Your flesh might have drove it away, but your worship can bring it back. Lord. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to lift him up. I'm going to exalt him. I'm going to glorify him. I'm going to give you my all. Come on, Benson. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to worship him through this season. I'm going to worship him. Come on, David. While he was worshiping, God sent him back and said, yeah, keep doing that. Keep doing that. See, David didn't know what God was getting ready to do. But God knew what he was getting ready to do when David worshiped. I've come to tell you that worship gives birth to something. When you worship God, it gives birth to something. You won't give birth because you're complaining. But when you say, I'm going to worship you, God. Come on, that's it. I'm going to worship you. Oh, hallelujah. Worship. Worship is the giving of oneself. You're giving him what he's worth. Worship him. He's got to be worth more than your pain. He's got to be worth more to you than what you lost. You gotta be worth more to you than your failure. It's gotta be worth more to you than your past. Worship him above everything. Worship him above your sickness. Worship him above your pain. Worship him above the trauma. Worship him. Come on.